from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. As healthcare reform is rolled out across the country, there's also a push to change the role the nation's nurses play in providing care. At 3 million strong, nurses are the largest segment of healthcare professionals in the country. A recent report from the Institute of Medicine calls for an overhaul of the nursing profession to meet upcoming changes to the system, which will face added stress when some 32 million people gain health coverage under the new law. Dr. Heather Young is dean of the UC Davis Nursing School and a member of the panel planning to implement the recommendations here in California. Dr. Young, this report says that nurses are going to play a unique role in the redesign of healthcare in the country. Why single out nurses? What about doctors and other medical providers?
Well, nurses actually play a role along with all of those other healthcare providers. This is absolutely a team effort for us to be able to advance health in our communities and to redesign systems. Nurses are in a particular position to play an active role in leadership. They're very engaged with individuals, families, and communities, and have the opportunity to work closely with the public and others to advance the agenda in health.
So this report suggests that nurses and nurse practitioners will take on more primary care work because there's going to be so many more people expected to gain health coverage under the new law. There's already a nursing shortage. Where are these nurses going to come from?
Well, at this point, there already are a number of nurses involved, advanced practice nurses, in delivering primary care in the state. We're increasing our capacity to do that and constantly recruiting into the field. And clearly, with the population expanding of those who need health care, that's an absolute priority.
Now, I would expect you'd get some pushback from doctors here who maybe don't want to see nurses encroaching on their practice. Do you expect you're going to get some pushback from the physician community?
Yes. I think the pushback comes in the form of thinking about it as either or thinking about it as one replacing the other. And that's not really what this report is advocating. And for the good of the population and the health of our communities, currently there's a shortage of workforce in healthcare across all sectors. So it's really about creating teams that can meet the needs in a more comprehensive way. And particularly when you look at communities, rural communities, communities of color, there are a lot of underserved communities that are not getting adequate primary care services at this time.
Do you think you're going to have to sell this to the public or convince the public that the quality of care is not going to be compromised?
The evidence to date about health care provided by nurse practitioners is that the quality is equal and patient satisfaction is actually very high. So I don't think we'll have the issue of convincing the public. I think it's about making healthcare accessible to the public in a way that they understand who to see for what kind of a healthcare need. So for a very specialized kind of a problem, it's absolutely appropriate to look for a specialist who is very likely to be a physician. I think we all need to be committed to making sure that whoever is providing the care is qualified and is able to do the care that is being required in that setting. And that's certainly what this report is advocating, is that that we advance education for nurses and that we make sure that they're available to the communities that we serve.
And as part of that advanced training, you want more higher degrees, more nurses turned out with higher degrees. Is the education system prepared for that?
Of course, we need to increase enrollments all the time. And one of the biggest limiting factors is actually having enough faculty to teach. There's a lot of information out about the nursing shortage, and we often think about that as being the basic RN nursing shortage. And that's true, and it's an upcoming issue in our society. But a limiting factor for the future is faculty to teach the upcoming workforce. And so that's why in this report, there's advocacy for all nurses to advance their education, to be able to continue with their education in a streamlined way, and then to increase our capacity to educate for the future, which means preparing more people at the master's and the doctoral level so that they can actually teach and prepare the future nurses for the healthcare system.
Well, thanks for coming in, Dr. Young.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Heather Young is dean of the UC Davis Nursing School. I'm Tara Seiler. More news online at kqednews.org.